The AL Central Division champion Indians still haven't let up as they take on the Angels. Cleveland looking for a franchise record 13th straight road win. No score in the first, two men on, Ricky Nolasco facing Jay Bruce.
No score, but the Indians still threatening. Ramirez at second, Encarnacion at first, two down. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, popped him up. Shallow left center, the shortstop Simmons backpedals. He's there to make the catch, drop the ball momentarily, caught it, falling to his back in shallow left center. Oh, what a juggling act by Simmons. The pitch to Kipnis, and he swings and drives one up the alley in right center. It's going to get down for a base hit and roll to the wall. Another double, and Santana cruises home, and Kipnis has his first base hit since coming back the second time from the hamstring injury, and maybe that'll get Kip going. A swing and a liner to left. That's a base hit to tie the game. Calhoun scores. Simmons stops at second. Crone's 53rd RBI, and we've got a 1-1 game.
The pitch to him is swung on and lined in the left field. A base hit down the left field line. Scoring is Bruce. On his way to third is Kipnis. He's held there as cruising into second with an RBI double, Giovanni Urshela. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and he hammers one high and deep to left. Gone. And this ball game is tied at 2 on home run number 16 from C.J. Crone.
Pitch, a swing and a high drive. This is crushed. Deep center. Trout is back at the wall looking up. It's gone. He cleared the 18-foot wall just to the right of center. Francisco Lindor does it again. A towering two-run home run just to the right of center field. And the Indians have a 4-2 lead. The pitch, a swing and a line drive toward the gap in left center. It gets down for a hit. And flying around third, coming home is Jackson. The throw to the plate by Upton is cut off. And scoring on a slide is Jackson. And the Indians now have a 3-run lead. And again, late in the game, Encarnacion is delivering that RBI single to left center. And he now has 97 runs batted in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth from Anaheim. Indians with a 6-5 lead. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Ball game. A 97-mile-an-hour heater. Shaw strikes out Trout. And the Indians keep marching on, winning their fourth in a row in 26 out of 27.
The Indians set a franchise record, winning their 13th straight road game. They've won 26 of 27 overall. Brian Shaw with his first career two-inning save. Austin Jackson, two hits and two runs scored. Jose Ramirez, two hits and drives in a run. Tyler Olson picks up his second career win in relief. The Indians set a franchise record, winning their 13th straight road game. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
You know what? And so often, you know, he does a lot of the heavy lifting. And, you know, when you don't finish the game, maybe people overlook it. Not us. But, man, he came in and did a great job tonight. That was not easy. And, you know, we gave him the option after the eighth. Said, if you want it, it's yours. And he did. And he did a really good job.
Why were you staying away from Allen tonight?
Just I thought we needed to. It was 2 out of 3. Just, you know, we always check with guys beforehand. So that's one of those where you do it before the game, because if you wait, it's too easy to want to put him in the game.
Shaw, if you look at this, I mean, his velocity has been steadily climbing as the year's gone. What do you think is going on with that?
He does that every year. And, you know, I think, you know, he's happy-go-lucky, and everybody sees that. But he does all his arm stuff. He does his throw. You know, he's got a pretty good program. And for as much as he pitches, it's amazing. But as the year goes, he gets stronger. He told me the other day, he said, don't ever do that again. he said, I feel good. He goes, I'm ready to go. I mean, he's always ready to go.
What is it about Lindor
and guys that are clutch in clutch situations. I think he's got most home runs after seventh inning in the league. RBIs. Yeah. What is it about him?
Yeah, and I hate that comment where people say they stay within themselves, because you can stay within yourself and right out of the league like me. But when you have talent, you know, the moment's not too big for him. You see, it seems like you see the best of his talent. It's just, I know we feel good when he comes up. And, I mean, we did a lot of good things tonight, because I thought they did a lot of good things. I mean, that was a fun game to be a part of. That looked like two teams that really wanted to win.
Speaking of the good job hitting Ramirez did. Because
Parker, I mean, he's having an unbelievable year. And he's got that split that, you know, he fought a couple off and kind of thought we deserved that. I mean, they did that to Smitty and, you know, got a couple runs out of it. But we had some really good at-bats. Austin Jackson had a great at-bat the time before. We did some good things tonight.
What do you think of Tomlin?
You know what? He was pretty good. I mean, when he gets to about 80, 85, we're trying to kind of, you know, not that he can't go farther, but once you go through that third time, especially if guys have had some success, you know, he left a cutter up to Crone, but he goes out there and he keeps guys off the scoreboard. You know, he pitches like you're supposed to. He doesn't walk guys. You can't run on them, and he gives you a chance to win every time he pitches.
I know you guys were never kind of caught up in the streak, but how proud are you that there wasn't like a letdown once it ended, that these guys have kind of...
I didn't ever think there would be. And, I mean, that's, you know, all the things that I say, and I know sometimes people roll their eyes, but it's why we do it. You know, we feel like we do. Will you play the game today? Because I think if you do that, there's no reason to have a letdown.
Are you paying any attention to what the Astros or Dodgers are doing right now as far as best record?
Well, I mean, I always look at the scores because I enjoy doing it. It kind of relaxes me. But not because of that. I mean, I think you can get away from, you know, what you're doing. We just need to – if we play well, if we play like we're supposed to, when the season's over, we'll be where we deserve to be. So that's kind of how we look at it.
So it's just a tough throw from Bruce in the second base there.
Well, it spun off the wall, first of all, and then it really wasn't. It hit the runner's leg when Frankie wasn't an errant throw. It just, when Frankie went to get it, Phillip's leg hit it and knocked it away.
Two nights in a row now we've seen Allen make a great catch in center. What do you think of it, especially the timing of that one?
Yeah, and you know what? You hope when you put a young guy in that, like, you know, the moment's not too much. And I'd say it's anything but. He seems to relish any playing time he gets, and he pays attention when he's not playing, and he's ready when to go in. I think that this is, for his development, it's been unbelievable.
With Kipnis, another step, do you think, or?
I think every time he plays, it's better. You can see him start swinging bat a little bit tonight, hit the double, and then he hit the ball that just got it on the end to right. But I think every time he goes out there, he's going to get a little bit more comfortable. I mean, I think to expect him to be perfect is not realistic. But we'll keep giving him repetition. He'll be fine.
Francisco Lindor with his 31st homer of the season and the victory. He talked to the media after.
Trying to get a good pitch to hit and help my team. At the end of the day, that's all I want to do, help my team win. And just trying to get a good pitch to hit. Wherever he goes. If he goes out, I run smiling. If he doesn't go out, as long as I get on base, I'm fine with it.
All right, I got to talk about it because everybody sees it. This is the second time against the Angels, and this does sound pretty cool. Second time against the Angels, you got a big hit late in the game. And it looks like you're looking back. What's going on with you and Maldonado?
Did I really look back?
I think you did.
I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. There's nothing going on. You know, he from Puerto Rico. We always talk before the at-bats, but I wasn't really saying anything to him. You know, it's just part of the game. He's very competitive, so am I, and we're enjoying the game, you know.
Do you like when people talk to you when you're hitting?
No, not really. I don't. I really don't. That's one of the things I hate the most.
All right, quick thing. Let's get off that, and then I'm going to get you out of here. How cool is it to have these fans we're how many miles away from home, and look around and everywhere you guys are going. Cleveland fans are everywhere. How cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Tri fans are stepping up this year, and it is awesome, you know. We're doing it for them. I want to thank them, everybody that's out here, you know, and it's for them.
How nice is it to have a guy like Brian Shaw be able to close the game out like that tonight when Miller doesn't go or Allen?
Very nice, very nice. He came yesterday, scored one run off him, I believe, and then today he came in and faced a couple of the same guys that he faced yesterday, and he got them out. That's how you show, that's a great way of coming back, and that's how you show character.
The Indians go for the sweep of the Angels on Thursday. Danny Salazar on the hill.